USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says the president is required by law to respond to Congress on who killed Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Murphy tells CNN's State of the Union host Jake Tapper.
His intelligence services are telling him that Mohammed bin Salman was responsible, and because either of a personal relationship he has or a business relationship he has with Saudi Arabia, he is declining to make that finding to Congress.
Saudi officials insist the journalist was murdered by a rogue team of Saudi agents not acting on the prince's orders. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 17 Saudi officials. Negotiations have bogged down over funding for a border wall, with Democrats now trying to limit the number of detention beds that ICE agents would have access to. It's an attempt to limit aggressive detention activities by ICE. Democrats are still looking at only $2 billion or less for a wall, far below the $5.7 billion the president wants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy, a former Marine, fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world, with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Will there be another government shutdown at the end of the week? Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday it's possible.
We do not want it to come to that, but that option is still open to the president and will remain so.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam reiterates to CBS this morning that he will not resign after admitting to wearing blackface in the 1980s.
This has been a difficult week, and again, I'm fine. It's been mainly difficult for Virginia and this country. So yes, I have thought about resigning, but I've also thought about what Virginia needs right now, and I really think that I'm in a position where I can take Virginia to the next level, and it will be very positive.
The governor said in an interview with the Washington Post published Saturday that he would spend the remainder of his term working toward advancing racial equality. A 22-year-old California man allegedly drove his truck onto the sidewalk of a busy street in Fullerton, California, striking 9 pedestrians before hitting a tree. KTLA reports Christopher Solis of Anaheim was arrested early Sunday on suspicion of felony DUI. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian forces said Sunday they're locked in a fierce battle to take over the final territory controlled by ISIS in eastern Syria. Republican Representative Liz Cheney tells CNN's State of the Union host Jake Tapper the U.S. should not pull out of Syria so soon that it would allow ISIS back in.
We've done tremendous work both in Syria as well as in Afghanistan. But in Syria, the issue is not the territorial control. In Syria, the issue is whether or not we're able to ensure that ISIS doesn't reconstitute. And we've had about 2,200 special operations forces there. They've been doing crucially important work that you can only do from there, providing air support, providing some artillery support.
Some residents of a European zoo staged a brief breakout, but then think better of their actions. More on that from Chris Barnes.
Zookeepers in Northern Ireland say a group of chimpanzees used branches that had been weakened by a storm to make a ladder and escape from their enclosure at the Belfast Zoo. Video of it was filmed on Saturday by visitors to the zoo. It showed several of the primates scaling a wall, perching atop it, and one walking down a path outside the enclosure. A zookeeper says trees in the chimps' enclosure had been weakened by those storms, allowing the animals to break them and fashion a ladder to get out of the enclosure, and he said they're so intelligent they know they're not supposed to be out of their enclosure, so ultimately they went back and climbed back in themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.